Legendary Kills.
Unwanted target dusted. Solid work.
What's good? What's happening? This is the Gamer Zone Show, and this is our first Zoom that we're actually going to do a live recording. So, yeah. Lindeni, the long-awaited, and I'm hosting BZ. So, what's good? What's happening, BZ? Welcome to the show.
Great, man. It's your boy, BZ, the show that shows other shows what they should be showing. And I'm here with my man, Lee. Great host, man, and I hope to have a great time with you.
Yeah. Hey, man, feel welcome. Just, you know, be yourself, be excited. Tell me the in things about gaming. I know you've got a different perspective about it, and I've got my opinion, of course, on certain type of games. But I think today we're going to be doing like esports, basically. So what's your take on esports, man? Do you think it's actually something that's going to take over later on, or is it just something that's going to just like vanish after a while?
Certainly. I think esports is one of those pioneer things I think will certainly take over, like electric cars are taking over, like crypto now is taking over, like anything else is certainly going now virtual, you know, and everything from sending messages through ships and stuff to now just sending it in one click. I think esports is one of those pioneers where we have to now pay attention to, because now there's actually now schools for such a thing, because esports is now a paying job. It is just a sport where you use your brain power and your skill set when using your hands and holding that joystick. It's a very important thing that I think people should pay attention to live sport, you know.
Yeah. No, I get you, man. I mean, I've entered a couple of tournaments, and we've got an event here before COVID happened, which was called VS Gaming. Now, I played FIFA a lot, and I thought I was good. So now what happens is, with me and my homies, I was the best guy. So I would beat them up and all that, and win in FIFA.
Yeah.
I get to this competition, man, people are doing different things. I mean, my first competitor was a guy that came with his own joystick. And I'm like, okay, this guy's just trying to show off, you know, like it's just a game. Like, it's something like that's so deep for him and personal. He connects his controller and we play, and he won like 7-3 in the first like match. And I was knocked out to the loser bracket, which frustrated me the most. But then I was like, dude, like people take esports seriously, because everything was being recorded. You know, we got cameras, we got everything. Families there to support you, even friends. So then that's when I realized that actually, like, you could make a career out of this. It's not easy though. Like, I've seen that people spend like a lot of time. But I don't know, like if I had to get into a game, maybe let's say for esports, it would be FIFA basically for me. And if not FIFA, then maybe Street Fighter. But what would you play basically if you had to get in there?
I'm more of a Forza guy. I'm more of the Forza, Need for Speed, your Gran Turismo, Project Cars, the Crew too, you know, that's my type of thing. I love cars. I'm a very passionate guy with cars, although I am certainly a FIFA fan. You know, I love FIFA because, I mean, it's a meal that goes with every kind of dish, you know. So I think, yeah, FIFA should be a thing that's, you know, a certain to go. But like, in terms of what I would really, really love to get into is that esports, that F1, you know, being behind that steering wheel. I love cars with everything that I have. And, you know, I've been to a couple of schools where there's actually esports schools here in Africa. You know, it's called the Centennial School in Sunning Hill that has been built in here in Africa. You know, it's one of the biggest esports schools here in Africa, which is insane. It's just beautiful. The scenery is just beautiful. And I get to play these games on these platforms, you know, and it's just a beautiful thing to experience people who have the same culture as you do, the same mindset as you do, like-minded people where you find yourself in a situation where you kind of relate, but also inspired by these people to actually try and be better at a game where with your friends, it's just for fun. And with these people, it's a matter of life and death, you know? So yeah, it's a beautiful thing, man. I mean, what's your take on this whole thing of, you know, esports taking over? Do you think esports is an actual real sport? That's my question to you.
Oh, that's a tricky one. I won't lie. That's tricky, man. But look, it's like one of the hobbies that you do, basically. I mean, look, people would dispute and say chess is not really a sport because you're not doing anything physically. I mean, you are kind of just moving the pieces along the board, but then they say it's a sport as well. So, I mean, gaming should also be considered as a sport. It's esports, but yeah, it's like what you do on your after hours. I mean, after school, kids go home and do these things and they practice. They've got coaches, like you're saying, that people actually take this thing so seriously that they like, no, I don't want to do swimming because not everyone is passionate about the other sports that we used to, but some people are actually good at these games. Look at how people play like League of Legends and Dota. I mean, you could be looking at them and be like, dude, that's a game on a, like on a PC, but like the way they focused on it, man, I'm like, geez, like it's really good. And like, it should take over. I think it will at some point. Look, not everyone wants to keep fit and just like, you know, do all these sports, running, athletics and all that, but it's where technology is taking us. So yeah, it is going to take over at some point.
Yeah. And I love the fact that, it's going to take over, but also I have concerns, you know, I feel like it's kind of a bittersweet moment because now we are now digitalizing everything. We have this metaverse coming through where we have people actually buying houses on this metaverse, buying property, people, actually starting to do sports virtually, you know, where they just have to sit down, have headphones and their joysticks. People are getting money from crypto and all they're doing is having their laptop and Wi-Fi and being on a seat. Don't you think that it's some kind of, on the long term, a health hazard for people who are now, what I would say, seat ridden, and they're seated 24/7 and their lives are just on this one screen? Do you think maybe it's a, you know, health hazard of some kind?
Yeah, for sure, man. Look, man, I mean, imagine like, or take for instance, when you play games for like maybe an hour or two, your eyes already acting up on you. You feel it that, okay, look, I'm feeling strained. And not only that, your mind as well. Like you feel it that, look, gaming gets tiring, man. I mean, look at the posture that you sit at when you play FIFA. Most of us are like slouching like this. We never sit up straight. Yeah. Like, even when we play fighting games. And then that hurts your like spine and your back and your brain as well, because that's all you're seeing. So you're sending those transmissions along your mind, and that's what you're focused on. So you don't really have much time to do any other thing. So I feel like too much of everything is bad. So maybe once in a while, people can just like, you know, take some time off. I know of some other esports teams where they actually don't want you to play games only. They actually have exercise routines. They take you for training. You're not going to look fit and buffed and all that, but they want your mind to be there as well, because gaming only is not going to take you far, man. I mean, there's people that do it, but later on in the long run, you're going to hit like 30, 40 and you're like, dude, I can't take this anymore. Like, your eyes just can't take it because of the strain. So yeah, I feel like there's a health hazard to it, but what's your take on it?
I mean, certainly I think there is some level of a health hazard to it. I have a bittersweet relationship, you know, with it, because now it's easier to now play the sport because you're now doing it visually, but now it's now kicking you back and, you know, it's stabbing you in the back now, because now on the long term, you start getting this health hazards, you have these chronics, you start experiencing tendon disorder, you start becoming this person where you have all these chronics from just sitting in one position repetitively, and now you are living a good life virtually, but a bad life in the real world, you know. And I think it's a very bad health hazard by which it could affect you physically, you know, and you could, you know, excel, you know. But also I think it's bad overall, because now it's good that you are excelling in the virtual world, because that's where things are going. You want to find yourself on the better side of things, where the grass is greener. But now the only real asset you ever own is your body, you know. And I think once you lose your body, there's nothing you can do about it, you know. And in terms of the money, then I think there's a lot of people who make a lot of money out of esports, but not a lot of people, you know. I mean, it's a thing of where it's a 20-80 kind of percentage, where 20% is making really good money and the other 80% is just either having fun with it or trying to get into the space where they're starting to monetize, you know. Speaking on the next topic now, Twitch, which is now making me think, because now if people get on Twitch and you find people who have a net worth of over 20 million or 30 million because they stream while they game, but not necessarily in esports, but they're playing this game, but with their own personality, their own commentary, and now they're making money out of this kind of thing. It's kind of the YouTube of gaming. What's your take on this whole Twitch thing? You know, what do you think about it?
I feel like it's a lot of hard work, man. Like, look at it in a way where, like, you're just starting off. Like, you're just nobody. No one knows you. Probably just a couple of friends in your community know you. But now you need to reach a certain amount of subscribers and viewers at a certain point that you only make money because of that. Now, if people don't view your content, maybe let's say a whole month, people just didn't like my games, or a whole week, that means I'm not getting paid for that week. Now, what's going to happen is I'm going to be frustrated. I'm going to be so desperate. I'm probably going to like starve at some point because, look, things are not looking good. I need to find better content. And the problem is that there's so much competition out there. There's too many people doing the same thing. What makes you unique? You see, that's the only other thing that, like, it's like looking into the music industry. Everyone wants to be a rapper and they do these things, but what makes you so unique? Because we're all playing the same games. Sure enough, you might have the better voice. I might have the better, maybe, like, you know, background and everything. But then there's something that draws people to other guys, like Ninja. Look at Ninja. He was like a big Fortnite player and everyone used to watch Fortnite specifically. Yeah. And then, you know, then other people buy you out of, like, you know, these streaming sites. And then they're like, okay, come work for me and do this. So it's like you need to really stand out. Yeah, it's not that easy.
Certainly, man. I think, you know, Twitch is just one of those platforms where it's either you really make it or you don't at all, you know. And if you are really going to go through with it, it's a very big risk that one would have to take, and a lot of consistency, a lot of hard work, a lot of determination that you would have to put in, because now you're not just investing in just sitting down and playing the game. You need to have the character, you need to have the voice, you need to have the personality, you need to have the background, the proper equipment, the perfect computer to, you know, process that kind of game and it doesn't have any lags. And it's a lot of monetary background investment that you have to do, which a lot of people don't think about, you know, but it is a lot of money that you have to put into it, even if it's not direct money that you have to put into Twitch, but it's money that's in the background and the back end of things where people don't actually see you invest that kind of money, you know, but you have to, and it's just out of this world, man. But if you are successful in Twitch, I think it's a great thing for you. It's a great way to make money, but I think it's very important to keep your health hazard and your health conscience to up to standard, you know, that way you can, you know, be okay in the real world, and you found a good balance between the virtual world and the real world, you know?
Yeah. No, true, man. But it's also a thing of, like, with the equipment, look, it's not even that easy, man. How does one start up and then become this big thing? How do you even get there? That's when it becomes another tricky situation where it's like, look, I want to start streaming, but I don't have the money. What would you suggest? Like, should I work another job, like a 9-to-5, save up some income, focus fully on streaming, or would I still work on my job and then stream, like, after work, and then, like, but I'm tired, you know? How do you balance things out?
I think it's important that you start with what you have. You know, I think one thing that people who are streamers take advantage of is people who value authenticity. You know, once you are really authentic with what you are, what you have, and the time and the energy that you have, people will take you for what you are, and, you know, you'll start growing gradually, you know? And from that gradual growth, you will start investing bit by bit from what you have to the next bigger thing. You know, I don't think the Ninjas or the cool kid from BX or the all these Twitch and YouTube streamers or Ledwig, you know, I don't think any of them started with these crazy big computers with all of this beautiful equipment, but all they had was the authenticity and the consistency to start actually building what they have, their audience, their content. And from there, I think they started to blossom. You know, I don't think you just start at the top. You have to start at the bottom. And then from there, you start working your way up from increasing the time that you invest in your Twitch, increasing the amount of money that you invest in your equipment and, you know, the quality and, you know, all stuff like that. So I think start small, man. Start small. Start with what you have. Don't try and rush and put yourself in debt to get the bigger things in life so that you can, you know, be good, because then you'll get those stuff now, but the audience is going to take time. Rather grow with your audience. Yeah.
Okay. But what would you say is the better one? YouTube streaming or starting with Twitch? Or you do both? I mean, which one pays better? Which one will grow me faster? I mean, what would your advice be?
I think from my observations from the Twitch streamers, what they did is they started on YouTube and then they brought the people from YouTube to Twitch, right? Because it's very difficult to start on Twitch and bring those people to YouTube, because people are now accustomed to the whole Google Cloud. You have your Chrome there, you have your YouTube, you've got your Play Music, Amazon thing, and not everybody is on Amazon, you know? So I think you should start with YouTube and build your YouTube, get it bigger, get it stronger. And from there, once you have a platform and your roots are deep within the ground, then you can take the risk of bringing your people from YouTube and into Twitch. And then I think that's been the trajectory that all of the streamers that I know of have taken. You know, I've never heard of a streamer that started directly from Twitch and then they became very successful. So I think it's very advisable that you start on YouTube and build your YouTube much better. And it's better to have both. You know, I mean, it's money on the left, it's money on the right. You know, two is better than one. So I think, yeah, it's a good thing to start on YouTube and then bring your people onto Twitch. What do you think?
Okay, I don't know, man. I think, like, what you're saying is correct. So you start on YouTube, then you go on Twitch. But now the problem is, let's say you've got a community where we don't have, like, wireless internet or uncapped, where now we don't have fiber. Mm. So some communities can't even afford that. So YouTube saves, like, you know, when you save offline, that's easier for me to watch you and all that. Now, perfect. Then you start moving on to Twitch. Now it's like, oh, Twitch, I can't afford that. You know, like, wow. I can't even save your video and watch you now because it's like a live. So how would I even balance that? But I see what you're saying. And I would personally, I would start with YouTube as well. So I would probably have an Instagram page, put up all my content, share what my current page is, and then link it to the gaming one on Instagram. And then post a couple of, like, maybe like some snippets, give people like some hype and say, oh, this is what I'm going to be doing. Get like the community to like send you their opinions as well. And yeah, like probably just post like some videos on YouTube before I do lives. And then, yeah, that's you could probably go on stream and get the right equipment. Cause I feel like, what happens if you go on a live and your sound is bad? That's probably like the worst thing ever. Yeah. A bad mic, and then people are like, dude, we can't hear you. And then now it's like, am I supposed to pay this guy $2? I mean, I can't even hear what he's saying. And like, you know, your brain sound clashes with what you're doing. Because that's the thing, man. Like, most of us are so inexperienced that we're like, I want to do a stream, but I don't even know how I'm going to do the audio. Like, you know that you need to split the audio, that you just have a voiceover mic and then you've got your game audio there. Now, sometimes, man, like, we just record the whole thing simultaneously, that it's like, okay, like, what's happening? Can't even get the clear sound.
Indeed.
So, yeah, for me, I think I would start that way, man. Start easy, like, just do a couple of YouTube videos, maybe like 5 minutes or so, and then just get the look and feel, like, what people think. Because sometimes you might make content, that's the thing. You spend a whole hour doing a recording, no one watches it. That's probably like the worst. That would kill you like so bad. So maybe starting small would.
Certainly, man. I think it's very important that you start small and start with what you have and have real expectations of what might come forth. You know, be real with yourself that I won't have 100,000 subscribers in the next 2 days. I won't have 50,000 likes in 24 hours type of thing. You know, start small and be real with yourself. Have some real goals though that are going to, you know, benefit you in a way that you are proud of yourself and you are realistic with your expectations, you know. And I think with that, I think it's unbeatable, man. I don't think anything beats that, because now you're real with yourself and you are working very hard to reaching that particular goal. I don't think anything beats that kind of thing.
Yeah, true. It's also about passion, man. Like, you can tell passion from a person just doing it for the sake of doing it. It's like looking at people's art, and when people take pictures, you can actually tell that this person took the selfie because they just wanted to take a selfie and they were just there. But there's a person that takes a selfie because they were in the moment and they were like, dude, I want to take this picture so bad. They got the preparations and everything. Everything is ready. I think that's what people like to see as well when they watch a streamer, that like, okay, this guy has got like the whole background good. Everything is there. Like they prepared for the whole stream. Yeah. Not like you just woke up and said, let me just stream. You know, people like that whole thing. And it's also because people get to see the real you. So you need to kind of be authentic, be yourself. Like what you said, make with what you've got. So, yeah.
Yeah, man. I think it's really good. And I think we've spoken quite enough about the topics. And, you know, I think we've went beyond, above and beyond, you know, explaining and, you know, it's a very great topic to talk about, and Twitch is such a great stream. It's opened up so many doors for many people. So many people have multiple streams of income. Crypto is coming to the play. Esports is now a big thing. And, you know, I think it's a really good thing for every single buddy who is passionate and is a geek, you know, because you don't have to be now athletic in some kind of way or extraordinarily physically capable, you know. And I think the mind itself has been given so much opportunity that you don't have to be a maths boffin of some kind but if you're good at gaming, you can still make a living off that kind of thing. And I think the world is taking a good direction. You know, we just need to be careful that we don't fall off the shore, you know?
Yeah, yeah. No, true, man. It's like passion, like what you're saying. Don't just go with whatever everyone is going for just because everyone's doing swimming. Then you just think, okay, let me be a soccer player. Let me do this. Let me go play cricket. Nah, follow your passion. If gaming is the thing for you, just go for it. Yeah, I know people say it a lot of times that once your hobby becomes your job, it becomes a bad thing. I don't think that's the case, man. I think that it's about your passion, man. When your heart is invested in that thing, you're going to love it. Despite the challenges, you're going to make up for it and you're going to make sure that you do good.
Indeed, man, indeed. And I think it's a really good thing that such opportunities have been granted for people who have been looking for that kind of thing, man. And just to close it off, man, I think people should just go for their passion, do what they love. And there's a saying that says, if you do what you love, you'll never work a day in your life, man. And I think it's a great thing. And it's important that people also be careful of what they're getting themselves into and what risks they are willing to take, you know, to live the kind of life that they want to live, and, you know, also take the bad that comes with it, you know, and be able to take it well with you, you know. And yeah, I think that's all I have for today, man. And any last sentiments that you might have?
Yeah, I think you said it all, man. Like, yeah, just go with your passion. You're not going to work a day. So just enjoy what you're doing. Just keep smiling on the streams and all that. Like, you know, make great content, basically. Like what people say now, content is king. So just keep creating content and, yeah, do what you got to do and you'll be good, man. You make money.
Indeed, man. Indeed. Yeah, indeed, yeah, man. Hey, so,
it's good having you, man. Good, good, good. Hopefully, we're going to have you in the next shows and everything. And, yeah, that's all on my side.
That's great, man. It's been great to have you, Lee, and everything has been moving in such a great trajectory. Great chemistry that we're having here. And, you know, the content is moving in such a good place, man. And I think it's just been an honor to have been having you as one of my co-hosts, and you know, everything is just working really well, man. I'm loving everything that we've been saying, and you know, everything's been working in such a good certain way. But for me, it's your boy BZ, the show that shows other shows what they should be showing. I am signing out here with Lee, and yeah, we're good, man. Lee. Yeah,
we're signing out and just keep on gaming.
Keep on gaming. Cheers.
Active FM is everywhere. Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and so much more. See all the fun posts, get involved in interesting discussions, voice your opinions, and get updates by following us on social media.